What are we doing in terms of the next generation of clinical trials looking at these patients?
One of the main trials, the new kid on the block, the new drug on the block is, of course, lapatinib. And the biggest trial, which is a very interesting trial because it's worldwide, it's the US intergroups pooling the resources with all the European and the rest of the world, is called ALTO. And ALTO essentially compares adjuvant Herceptin with adjuvant lapatinib. But it's a four-arm trial. And the arms are, the control arm is a year of Herceptin, which would be the standard, or a year of lapatinib alone, or a year of the combination. And the final arm is a sequential arm, which is a year of initially Herceptin, then a washout period, and then lapatinib.
Can you talk a little bit about the mechanism of action of lapatinib and how it compares to the trastuzumab?
Yeah, trastuzumab is a monoclonal antibody that acts on the external domain of the HER2 transmembrane receptor. Lapatinib is a small molecule, it's a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, that inhibits the phosphorylation on the internal domain of HER2, but also of HER1. Theoretically, it ought to be more effective than Herceptin. There are one or two other potential advantages as well. There is a truncated form of HER2 in which the external domain is shed, and a minority, but a significant minority, of HER2-positive breast cancers have not got this external domain. And in those circumstances, you would imagine the monoclonal antibody isn't going to be effective because the external domain that it targets isn't there. Whereas since lapatinib acts on the internal domain, it ought to still be effective. And the other theoretical advantage of lapatinib is because it's a small molecule, it can get into brain. The blood-brain barrier is not such an issue, whereas Herceptin, big molecule, very difficult to get. And, of course, the corollary to that is that HER2-positive breast cancer seems to have a propensity for going to the brain anyway. So the hope is that lapatinib might also reduce the risk of CNS disease. And then finally, and again importantly, lapatinib does not appear to be associated with significant cardiotoxicity from the data we've got so far. So that will be another potential advantage, and all these issues are being looked at in the ALTO trial and the comparative trial.